So today, what we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about fat loss simplified. That's what we're calling it. We're going to learn how to burn some fat. Let's go.
Hey everyone, it's Andrew Bustos of the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. This is a podcast about life and fitness. You know what, DJ? Hit that music because it's time to start the show.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see all your smiling, happy faces. I know guys, I know it is school time, back to school. So if you have kids, grandkids, you know it's that time again. It's the fall. So what that means, it's back into routine. It's back into getting back in the gym, back in your workouts, back into your skinny jeans, because it's going to start getting cooler. You're going to put on the jeans, you're going to put on the long sleeve turtlenecks, and you're gonna get to work. So what I want to talk about today is the fat loss simplified. So I was talking with the client earlier today, and I was talking with her, and she goes, okay Andrew, all right, give me the 411, just tell me straight, like, how do I get rid of this fat? Like, I've been training her a while. So if you're new to fitness, losing weight is hard, losing weight is tough, losing weight is challenging. So I said, okay, let's think about this. You've lost the weight before. You've put on a couple pounds. All right. Don't beat yourself up. Now, do you really want to lose weight? Do you really want to burn fat? Do you really, really, really want to? And she says, yes, I do. I do. Okay. Well, your actions aren't showing that. What you're doing, the things that you're saying that you're doing aren't showing that. And you haven't really committed to it, because the commitment has to be there. I'm not talking about discipline. I'm not talking about anything like that. I'm talking about commitment. Like, you really have to be committed to it. So let's think about your schedule. I said, let's look at your schedule. Let's think about it that way. So the summer is the worst time to try to get someone to lose weight. Before summer, it's easier because the kids are in school. You're on a schedule. You know exactly what time you get up. You got to get the kids to school. You got to get the grandkids to school. You got to get to your work. Things are different. It's just different. So I said, now that school started, you can dial in. It's time to dial in. So here's what you got to start doing. And I said exactly this. This is exactly what I told her. And I'm going to tell you this, okay? So this is exactly what I told her. So I said, here's the first thing that you need to do. You need to shift your mind, and you got to think about, what is your schedule? What's the ideal schedule for you? Because things are going to happen. Kids are going to get sick. School's going to call you. Something's going to happen. It's going to. But if you have a plan, let's plan out those weeks. And she goes, well, you're right. When I did lose those 10 extra pounds, I definitely had a plan. I told my husband exactly what I was going to do. The kids knew exactly where I was during the day. If they were to call me, this is where I would be. That's just what happened. I picked up the groceries at the same time. She also has a business, by the way, so it does make it a little bit more difficult this go around. But it doesn't matter. Like, it still has. I told her, it doesn't matter. It still has to be planned. So you got to make sure that you're planned it out. You got to make sure that you have everything planned out. You got to make sure that you know exactly what time you're going to work out, exactly what time you're going to eat. You got to have it all planned. Whatever day may be. If it's Sunday that you do that, do it Sunday. If it's Tuesday, do it Tuesday. I don't really care when your week starts, because everyone's week starts differently. You work at different times. Schedule is no more or longer 8 to 5. That it's tough to find someone that is just an 8 to 5 unless you work at the bank. even if you're a nurse at a hospital, or you work at the hospital, man, it's nonstop. You're working all the time. So that's the first thing I told her. I told her the second thing, you got to eat more protein than you currently do. You're not intaking enough protein. I said exactly that. I said, you need to really look at your protein intake, and you got to eat more protein, nothing but protein. So I had her name off what protein was. I had her name off exactly how much, what she knows that she knows this, but I want to hear it coming out of her lips, out of her mouth. So she named off protein. What is protein to her? She told me the proteins that she liked, that she disliked. She can't stand eggs. Okay, you're not going to eat eggs, but you're going to eat chicken. You're going to eat lean beef. You're going to eat lean turkey. You're going to have shrimp. You're going to have things that are easy, protein bars, protein shakes. When in doubt, if you go through that drive-through, you will have protein. And she kind of paused for a second. Ah, I could do that. I said, okay, so what's the next thing you can do? You start drinking more water. You can limit your liquid calories, man. You got to limit your liquid calories. I told her, you cannot go through Starbucks anymore. And I'm being honest right here. Stop going through Starbucks. You'll save money. You'll save calories. But Mr. Andrew, I love my Starbucks. No. It's just a habit that you've created. It's time to do something else. Make your coffee at home, zero calorie coffee. Black coffee, there you go. Limit your liquid calories. Start drinking more water. If you drink more water, you'll start to lose weight. I know it. I see it all the time. If you drink water, you'll start to lose weight. You'll cut back on your alcohol. You'll cut back on your sodas. You'll cut back on all that stuff. Liquid calories, just, you could, and she goes, I could lose 10 pounds right now, couldn't I? I said, yep. Yeah, you could. Stop it. Limit your liquid calories. You'll start losing weight. You'll start, this is simplified as it can get. And if another one I told her, I said, you got to eat more fiber. Fiber, what? So she goes, fiber? What do you mean? I said, well, your vegetables, don't you remember? Vegetables, fruit, grains, whole grains, things like that. And she goes, oh, that's easy to do. I said, yeah, it's super easy. You just start carrying apples with you. Man, I do it all the time. Apples, protein bars. Like my job, even though I work at a gym or I'm on the go, I carry them with me all the time because I got to get protein. I want my protein, man, easy. I want it so easy. I want to shake up my protein. I want to just throw it down the gullet and be gone. And here's another one. Shifting to eating more minimally processed food. So what does that mean? Like I told her, I said, when you go through that drive-thru, and it's going to happen, you're going to go through the drive-thru. And I was picking on her. I saw her one time at Whataburger. I live by Whataburger. So we like going to Whataburger every once in a while. We don't go very often, but when we do, it just so happens that you always see somebody out. You always see someone. And I look through the glass. They have like a little, I don't even know what to call it, but I was looking through the glass, the window there, and I see her in the car. And I kind of started, I didn't tell her that I saw her the day, or I didn't tell her the next day, or when I saw her. I told her today, and I was like, man, I remember seeing this one lady, and I just named off the color of her truck, the everything. And she started laughing. I said, that's okay. You can eat there. But just remember, you got to know what to eat from the menu. Get a salad. Get a chicken salad. They have chicken salads there. Don't put very much dressing on. Look at that. That's minimal. It's the same thing that you go through the drive-thru. You got to minimalize it, man. You got to keep it minimal. You can do it. Even if, I was talking to another client too. I said, hey, even if you went out to, you went on a trip, a backpacking trip or whatever the heck they do nowadays, but you went on a trip and I said, so what could you have eaten? The bars that I had in my bag versus the pancakes that they made in the morning. Yes, I understand that you want the pancakes, but guess what? You have a goal. You have a goal that you want to hit. I wouldn't be doing my job, people, if I didn't tell you this. I wouldn't be doing what I do, and that is keep you accountable. That's what I do. She was like, she just goes, wow. I said, yeah, that's my job. That's what I do, is I keep people accountable. And it, another thing, if you cook more often at home, you're going to start burning fat. You're going to start losing weight. Stop eating out, man. I understand that you like to go and hang out with your buddies. You like to go hang out with your girls, whatever it is. But guess what? Have a beer. Have a glass of wine. Limit the food intake. You'll start losing weight. Stop eating when you're drinking. Stop it right now. Cook at home more often. Have a beer if you want. But do it minimally. That's the whole thing. I don't expect you to have a six pack. That's what I tell my clients. I don't want to help you get a six pack. I want to help you take control of your life and take control of what you're putting into your mouth. I want you to take control of that. If you want a six pack, guess what? It's going to take years. It's going to take time. It's going to take some dedication. It's going to take you saying no to a lot of things. And I know you don't want to say no. I don't want you to say no. Heck, I don't want to say no. Limit. I just want to limit them. Another one is like, don't go back for seconds. Don't eat your kids' food. When you're cooking, don't eat your kids' food. When you put food on the table, don't eat your kids' food. Throw it away. Throw it away or save it for the next day. That's so easy to do. If you're a mom, if you're a dad, throw it away or save it. Stop eating it. You don't deserve it. You don't need that. I'm telling you that, man, this is so simple. So simple. People ask me all the time, how do I lose weight? How do I get rid of my love handles? How do I do this? Guys, you know the answer to it. And this is so simple. Eat more protein. Eat more fiber. Minimize your processed food intake. Don't eat so much. Don't buy it. She also said another thing, too, that we talked about. She loves Takis, or she loves the Red Hot Cheetos, which I love Red Hot Cheetos. I never buy them anymore. When I do, I'm going to eat the whole freaking bag. That's my downfall. That's hers too. So guess what? You don't buy it. You don't put it. You don't put it in the cart and check out. You don't. You don't buy those things. You be an adult and don't buy them, because you know you'll eat them. Don't go back for seconds. Limit your liquid calories. That right there, you're going to lose a lot of weight if you limit your liquid calories. And then cook at home more often. I cannot tell you enough that you could save so much money if you ate at home. If you ate at home, you would save so much money and you'd save so much weight, you would lose it. Stop going out to eat and stop limiting yourself on your age. Just because you're older now doesn't mean that you have to be fat. Just because you're older doesn't mean that you can't be strong. Just because you're older doesn't mean that you can't control your life. You can. You can make good decisions that can help you. I'm tired of this, man. I'm tired of it. I understand there's COVID. I understand people are dying. I get that. But people die every day. People are going to continue to die. We're going to die. But why not be as healthy as you can? Why not be as strong as you can? If you do get COVID, that you can battle COVID, that you can battle these things until the very end. Anything, cancer, heart disease, whatever it may be for you. Why not battle it? Why not battle it now? So that way, if you do get sick, guess what? You can beat it. That's the whole point, right? Why are we here then? Why are you here? I get so frustrated with that when I converse with people. I get frustrated on the inside. I smile on the outside. I get frustrated on the inside. But I'm telling you that. It's so, so easy, guys. Come on. Don't make it so hard. You can do this. You got this. I hope this simplified your fat loss journey. I hope this simplifies you, gets you motivated for this brand new start to the school year, sets you on fire. If you need help, reach out to me. You know where to find me, BUSTOS Training, Bustos Training. I'm everywhere and anywhere. I'm growing TikTok like crazy. I love TikTok. I don't know why, but I do. It's kind of fun. But guys, reach out. That's why I'm here. Here to help. You can pay for my services if you want to. This is what you're going to get. You're going to get even more of this. You'll get this in your back pocket. But thank you guys for joining me. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Check out the other podcasts. There's so many more. I got more to come. I get back into my routine of podcasting too. I've been hitting up other projects. So thank you guys so much for being a part of my day. Thank you guys for everything that you are. Keep going strong. God bless. And I hope you enjoy this sick beat.